first for the Bucks.
Zeke Elliott bumped the ball.
Jalen Smith.
That is a play to remember.
Oh, what a tackle by Jalen Smith.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the next episode of the Frisco Report. What's up, Mike? We got a jam-packed show for you, everybody. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Let's just jump into this thing, man. Take it away.
Yeah, so, you know, it is the offseason officially for the entire NFL. Super Bowl just finished. Chiefs won it. It was a pretty good game. Just as predicted, the better quarterback won. Garoppolo, he's no good, dude. I don't think they'll win with that guy. He doesn't have it. He don't have it. He looks like he plays kind of scared, you know. I don't know. Well, what's your thoughts quickly here on the Super Bowl, Mike?
I thought it was one of the best Super Bowls we've seen in probably the past 5 years, to be honest with you. You know, to say Garoppolo doesn't have it, he carried him all the way to, you know, to the Super Bowl. If he had a couple of passes go his way, we'd be having a different conversation, you know. 20-10, the 49ers did choke, and they choked pretty bad. When Pat Mahomes threw that second pick, I was like, oh, man, the Chiefs are in trouble. And then out of nowhere, their defense, the 49ers defense, failed them. Gave up 21 points in the fourth quarter. They were playing very conservative on offense, and it bit them. And, the Chiefs deserve it. They won it.
Yeah, that's what happened, man. This is the second time he's failed. The choke city when he was Atlanta's offensive coordinator, and then this one. So, not good. Not good for Shanahan. Not good for the 49ers moving forward. But season's over, man. So now we're talking about Cowboys here, rebuilding the roster, and it all starts with some contracts that are looming here and franchise tag. That's coming up here, you know, in just a few weeks. So the biggest one that we're talking about here, Dak Prescott came out and basically came out and said that he was not going to commit. If they franchise tagged him, he wouldn't commit to reporting. So what is your take on this? Ramifications, pros and cons? Just hit me with it, Mike. What is your take on this?
I'm going to hit it with you, man. And, Dak Prescott, what the word is, you know, put that in an article that he'll hold out and stuff. It is what it is at this point. And, you know, I'm kind of with the Cowboys here. If Dak Prescott was the future, Joe, he done got his contract. I don't know if they're asking him for a discount. I think that's being thrown out there, but I think they're offering him what he's worth. And it's funny because fans are, you know, diehard Dak Prescott fans, but then their minimum is $34,000 or $34 million a year.
Uh-huh.
So if that's your minimum to pay Dak and the quarterback market is about to be $37, $38, $39, $40 million, do you really believe in Dak Prescott if that's your minimum? Because if you thought that Dak Prescott was the greatest thing close to sliced bread, you'd be like, pay him whatever he wants. Now, the pros here is the options are open. You know, hey, Dak, July 15th rolls around, it's sticking. That's what you're playing on this year if they can't get a contract negotiation done. Now, it is February, right? We have a lot of time. We don't like saying that during the season, but the offseason is a bit different because I mean, it's February 4th, right? We still got March, April, May, June, July. It'll be here before you know it, but they got 6 months. They're going to franchise tag him to lock him up so he can't go talk to other teams and negotiate with them. And the pros here for me, Joe, is are they going to draft a quarterback? Do they value that 7th overall pick to go get them a quarterback? You know, the cons is, you touch on this all the time, distractions, right? He's learning. There are more cons than pros here, if I'm being honest. Because he has to learn a new Mike McCarthy system. It takes a full offseason to do that. Minicamp, OTAs, training camp, etc. Y'all know the deal. But at the end of the day, do the Dallas Cowboys really, truly believe Dak is a top five quarterback in the National Football League? Sure, the stats are there. But if you look at the games, 31-3 against the Packers. I mean, there are so many chunk yards in the fourth quarter. where you see those numbers go up. You look at the completion percentage, fantastic. Did he take a leap under John Kitten as a QB coach? Yes, he did. But Dak isn't, to me, Joe, isn't a top five quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah, and this is one of those topics that's right there with Byron Jones. And honestly, it's Dak Prescott. He's where Tony Romo is in his career. You had the people that love Romo, and you had the people that hate him. So it's two factions. That's where Dak is at right now. You have two factions. You know, love him or hate him. That's what it is. So. Yeah, man, you hit a good point there with the stats, and that's one thing that I really looked at when I looked at the games. He had so many yards this year, but when I looked at the games and broke it down, approximately almost 1,000 yards at minimum were fake stats, where it was just like, you know, you're trying to push the team down the field, and the Cowboys always had bad field position, so you're talking another 100 yards. You know, per game almost, or at least 10 games where the Cowboys were struggling during the season. And the stats are kind of fluff there. So I think, you know, going on that is not wise, you know, to say, oh, he threw for all these yards. You have to extend them. So it's a slippery slope. You know, it's a dangerous game because, you know, unless the Cowboys have a plan in place with, you know, do you roll with Cooper Rush, you know, do you have enough faith that McCarthy can get him up to speed and possibly develop him overnight? You know, we'll have to see. But like you said, and we kind of talked about this offline, it's first round quarterback is on the table, man. It really is. And any fan that says it's not, you gotta open your eyes, man. You have to, because this is McCarthy, man. It's his first year. Is he completely sold on Dak Prescott? Do they want to give him his own guy to groom? Garrett had his guy, which was Dak. You know, he groomed him. They played after practice and this and that. So they had that big camaraderie. You know, it's like a father raising their son, or, you know, raising your puppy, that kind of thing. So do they want to give that kind of thing to McCarthy, give him his own person? It's possible. You know what I mean? And if that's the case, quarterback needs to be looked at all of a sudden, you know? It just does. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're spot on. And because, you know, Parcells, you can claim that he was Romo was a Parcells, you know, Wade Phillips guy, you know, and Derek didn't hesitate to replace him. Mm-hmm. You know, they drafted Dak Prescott. Kellen Moore was actually second string quarterback. He broke his ankle. Next thing you know, Dak Prescott's there. And, you know what Dak did his rookie year. And, you know, people call me a Dak hater, but I'm all about the Dallas Cowboys and wanting to win one thing just like them is a Super Bowl. And so I want what's best for Dak. If he does sign a long-term deal, cool. I got to roll with them. That's my quarterback for 5-6 years, whatever the contract length is. But, you know, I have educated arguments with Dak lovers, quote-unquote Dak lovers, and my question for them is do you see Romo being better than Dak? And a lot of the times I get, yeah, Romo, of course Romo's better than Dak. And my comeback to that, Joe, is why would you settle for a downgrade?
And that's what we've been talking about all offseason. Don't settle, right? Don't settle.
Right. And why would you settle for a downgrade?
Yeah, and that's what it is, guys. We're not being Dak haters here. We're taking a step back from a clear-eye view, I guess you could say, you know, taking a page out of Jalen's there. But, yeah, take a step back and think about this, because there is the business side of this, and a lot of fans forget about that, so... Is there a plan in place? It's possible, you know, and the possibility of tag and trade, that will be a discussion that will pop up during the season, you know. Would somebody want to give up a first-round pick for Dak? Two first rounds? You know, I think, you know, trading for a franchise tag player of a quarterback of that caliber, you would have to think it's at least a first and a second-round pick, you know.
When I was looking at the draft order, and I was looking at the quarterbacks. Number five is Miami Dolphins. And Tua is going to be sitting there real nice. for the Miami Dolphins at number five. And the first thing that came to my mind, Joe, was what if that's where McCarthy and the Jones family trade Dak, right there at number five? Because if the Miami Dolphins believe in Tua, that's their guy. But if they're debating, okay, if we can get Dak Prescott over Tua, I think we might have a better shot. And so when I was looking at the draft order, that's where I saw it could potentially happen. Hypothetically speaking, that's where it could happen.
No, that's a good point, man. So you get that five, you can trade up into that position. They get Dak, and you're in business, man. You can. The door's open. You know, you could take your quarterback there, which probably you would need to, right? Because if you trade your current starter away, you got to have a plan in place. So would it be Tua? The medicals on him and the combine are going to be key. If the hip is shot, not good, or the recovery is not as where they want it, he's going to drop like a ton of bricks. But if the medicals check out on Tua, I think he'll be first round consideration. You know, Justin Herbert is one that you have to watch too, and Jordan Love out of Utah State. So there'll be some quarterbacks here, man. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with the situation. It's going to be, you know, like every offseason, there's some kind of drama around the Cowboys. And, you know, this looks like what it's going to be. You know, is it going to be Dak and Cabo 2.0 or what?
It could be. I mean, he said, you know, write an article on that. I'm going to hold out, but it's $33 million. What do you make? $6 million his whole 4 years in the career? And, you know, I don't see him holding out completely. Now, it's going to hurt him. It's only going to hurt him because to learn this new system and stuff, you know. And next year he plays on that franchise tag, he might not look as great. Do they have a case to get that contract extension after in 2021?
Yeah,
there's a lot of things that play into it.
Yeah, there really is, man. There's so many things that can come from this, you know, like the tag and trade option is it's a real thing, you know. There's teams are hungry for quarterbacks, and it's usually the worst teams that they're looking, you know. So, do the Cowboys lean on McCarthy to develop his own guy? You know, you kind of want to. Ideally, what you would want to do if McCarthy wants his own guy, franchise tag Dak, let him, you know, hold out, whatever the hell he wants to do, let him play the season, but still draft you a quarterback in that way you make that transition in year two, you know what I mean? So
I do.
That makes sense. I mean, there's just, this thing can go all kinds of ways, you know. Okay, everybody, everybody check that, you know, watch out for these scenarios, you know.
Yeah, and the NFL is a business, and you just touched on that. And my thinking here is, okay, you franchise tag Dak. You let Dak play under a true West Coast system, right? And if Dak excels and he can win those close games. Remember, guys, in 2019, he was 0-5 in one possession games. Now, we could talk about the variables, what happened with that, but the quarterback – gets those stats. They get the comeback wins. They get the 0-5 one possession losses too.
Yeah.
And let him play under Mike McCarthy that 1 year. If he excels, he wins a couple of playoff games. Hell, even if we go to the Super Bowl, Joe, it was worth the risk because Dak can play in a true West Coast system.
That's what it is, man. That's exactly right, Mike. So definitely something to monitor. You know, you start, and this is going to be the other interesting thing about this deal. At the combine, this is typically when you start to hear little rumblings, rumors of trades, that kind of thing. It happens every single season at the combine and also at the NFL spring meetings. So let's keep a close eye on that. Let's keep our ears open. But, you know, any news that breaks, we'll definitely be discussing it here, you know, because the quarterback is, you know, arguably your biggest need for every team. You know, you got to have one.
Exactly. That's facts.
But man, so and the other part of this too is if you're Dak Prescott, if you're him and you feel like you proved yourself last season, and here they go, they want to slap the tag on you as if you were in his shoes, you know, you would probably be kind of like, hey man, what else do I have to do? You know, what you give me a this crappy coach, Jason Garrett, conservative, this kind of crap. And, you know, like I can see his point of view for holding out too. So like, I wouldn't be mad at him for holding out, man, myself. I'd just be like, you know, it's part of the business. Like we're talking about. So we'll see. What
absolutely.
Happens.
Absolutely. No, and you have a valid point there too. You do.
Yeah. That's where this thing's at, man. It's going to be interesting. Very, very, very fun offseason coming up. How it'll affect the draft, man. So, continuing on, talking about roster building, you know, we're talking about free agents and really, where do we need to focus our free agency talk, you know? Like as far as, like, re-signing our own guys, defense, I think kind of feels like it's atop that list. But what's your early take on what we need to do in free agency, Mike? Where do we need to concentrate or allocate our money?
You got to allocate those cap dollars to your defense. There was one point in time, Joe, where the offense was $100 million plus in spending. And then you look at the defense, and it was $55 million in spending.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tank Lawrence, besides Brandon Carr that happened in 2012, Tank Lawrence is only their real investment. We could talk about Sean Lee, but that market, the linebacker market, drained completely out by the time Sean Lee got that extension. And they allocated their dollars to DeMarcus Lawrence, and they haven't really done it anywhere else on the defense. And that's where you got to start. You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You put up a video today. You know, we tried the Antoine Woods. We tried the Christian Covingtons. You still get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And that's where you got to allocate those dollars. If you're not going to sign Byron, like you said in your video, allocate those dollars to the D-line or invest back in a corner. You got to, you know, they've been toying around with, what do we say, the ones and the three techniques and your free safety. For 10 years, they've been toying with that. Plus, it's time to get serious with this coaching staff and Mike McCarthy and go beef up your line. Either in the draft or in free agency, go get you a free safety in the draft or in free agency and quit lollygagging around and go beef up your defense.
Yeah, man. Well said. Everybody out there, amen. All right. Hit like on this. You know, subscribe to the podcast. This is the kind of stuff we're giving you guys. I mean, that's great stuff right there, Mike. And you hit it on the head, you know. You got to reallocate to where, you know, you open up some money. Let's get better somewhere else. You know, if it's not going to be your corner, get you somebody defensive tackle. I almost feel like you need to invest in a veteran defensive tackle, you know, somebody that knows what they're doing and can play well. Cause with the rookies, you know, you're kind of guessing, you're kind of projecting, well, he's going to do this and that. And, you know, sometimes they don't do good. I mean, talking about Tristan Hill. Although I do have faith in this defensive coaching staff. Taco, they missed on it, man. It almost feels like these latter drafts, like these recent ones, I'm talking about like 17, 18, and 19. It almost feels like, you know, assistant coaches had a little bit more say in what was going on, and they went off course. They went you know, they didn't stick to the board. You know, you get a Taco Charlton here, you get a, you know, a Tristan Hill here, and neither of them. You know, I mean, it's still early on Tristan Hill. I get that, but first impressions, that's something, man. And I wasn't impressed, man. He couldn't beat out these other guys that are just other guys. I mean, you can't beat out backups that are. You can't beat out Christian. You can't beat out Antoine. Whatever. You know, wherever they wanted to put him at, he couldn't beat him out. That's not good.
Well, we know Tristan Hill got that one step. If he can do that and be 25 pounds heavier, I think that could help his career. If he can go to with Dak Prescott to go eat some hot and spicy chicken nuggets from Wendy's, yeah. I think that can benefit. That can really benefit Tristan Hill to gain some weight. He's quick on his first step. That's really going to help him in the run game and on third and long situations.
Let's hope he's taking his career, his craft seriously, man. Like you said, I think that's a good idea. You know, put some more weight on him because that is one of his better attributes was that first get off, that step. If he can add some moves, some pass rushing moves, I mean, he could turn into something for us, you know. So we still have some hope for him. But, right. You know, they definitely – this draft, they can't miss on him. But free agents, you got to supplement it. You know, you do have to get at least – I want to say you at least need to get one blue chip guy out of this thing, like a second tier free agent, you know. Like, you know, an end. If you're not going to keep Quinn, get you an end. If you do keep Quinn but you don't get Byron Jones, you know, get you a DT, man. They got to do something on that D-line, though.
Facts.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Continuing on talking about free agency, okay, and I think we kind of touched on this too, but what is your comfort level on the linebackers, you know, outside of Jalen Smith? You know, we're talking about Leighton Vander Esch in the neck. You know, we got some people, you know, set to be free agent, Joe Thomas and these guys. Sean Lee, does he come back? Do they want him back? You know, what kind of role would he even play? What's your thoughts on linebacker?
You have to draft one. You know, if they want to be a multi, what they call it, a multi-schemed defense, you just can't do that with Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch. Yeah, I get it. Mike Nolan, our defensive coordinator, was a linebackers coach for the Saints, which you look at those linebackers, they were at a high level. But you look at our defense, you know, I don't know if Sean Lee will come back under a new coaching era. You know, I mean, that was a Jason Garrett guy, whatever, et cetera. You know the story. Linebacker is a draft need. And, you know, Leighton Vander Esch's flare-up turned into a minor surgery that turned into he might be able to do the whole offseason program. You know, that right there needs to be on the front burner. You can't put that on the back burner and forget about it. That needs to be on the front burner. Let's pay attention here to this player right here. Linebacker is a need for this football team, regardless if Sean Lee comes or goes.
No, that's exactly right, man. And you can never have enough. And the thing about it too is, if Leighton isn't ready or if he tweaks his neck again, you have nobody back there, man.
You don't.
You don't. So you make a very valid point. I think a lot of people are kind of ignoring that in some of these early mock drafts that people are putting out there. It's like, okay, where's your linebacker at, man? You might even have to double dip, you know, at linebacker. So
you might have to. Yeah. You might have to.
So that's a sneaky kind of like need that I think some people are kind of overlooking, kind of throwing it towards the end of their mock drafts. But, you know, if you want to get you a decent person, you might have to get one in the first, you know, four rounds at least. I don't think you're going to get at somebody least. Good after that. So we'll see, man. We'll see what they do there. The Byron Jones situation, I think, is another one that we need to continue to monitor. We've talked about that, but that'll be interesting. If you were to lose him, we've talked about, you know, moving people around because, you know, they can do that. But, you know, I'm just not really impressed by the free agents that will be out there, you know. And it almost looks like you got to go to the draft to bolster your secondary because some of these guys are – and, you know, everybody's going to have the same names as safety, Trey Boston and this and that. Like, dude, how long are you going to want Trey Boston to come over here, dude? Like, when he's, like, 50 years old, they're going to still be wanting him over here.
You're right.
You know, there's other people, there's other options, but the Cowboys, they're kind of
– oh, my goodness. My mansions when the Falcons said Vic Beasley. You know, yeah. If any player gets released on any team, it's like, oh, we gotta go sign him. We're the Cowboys. He'll come to the Cowboys because we're the Cowboys. Not every player wants to be a Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Dallas Cowboys don't want every player that's released.
It's so funny, dude. Yeah, it happens every time somebody's gonna get cut or released. It's like, what about so and so? He'll be good here. I'm like, dude, he's washed up. Like, what do you
want? He hasn't even cleared waivers yet.
Yeah, so it's a funny deal, man. And then, you know, you but yeah, man. Circling back around to the our biggest needs, man. It just looks like it's gotta be defense.
You know? It has to be defense because I mean, let's say you re-sign Cobb, you pick up Cameron Fleming's second year option, and you transition tag or you sign Amari Cooper, everybody's back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the offense looked great. Yeah, you can improve in some places, whatever, but it ain't as major as the defense.
Yeah. Nah, that's what it is, man. And I talked about this, you know, about the blueprint of becoming a contender.
Yes, what a video, too. Guys, if you haven't watched that, definitely go watch that video. It's very detailed, and it's spot on. Yeah. 1,000%, Joe. Awesome job.
I appreciate that, man. But yeah, man, when you kind of break it down, and you know, you need your two pass rushers, and you need three defensive playmakers, and the way we broke it down was... You know, there's some question marks there. Do you get Quinn back? You know, that and if you don't, that's a question mark. Byron Jones, Leighton Vanders, those are two other question marks. You know, if you're considering those two to be playmakers. So, yeah, man, everything leads back to defense, man. You either supplement it through free agency with a good player, not some crappy. You know, here we are at the end of free agency, adding a guy that nobody's heard of. Not that kind of crap. All right. Get you somebody decent. Get you somebody that can make plays. And then draft somebody. But, it's got to be defense, man. It's got to be.
And I think free agency is going to be a big telltale on how we go draft. And March 8th, it's a month away.
Yeah.
Or March 10th. You know, it's a month away. And these mock drafts could be totally different once free agency hits.
Oh, they will be. And I always get asked, when is your mock draft coming out, Joe? And I tell people every year, I really don't do my first true one until after free agency because, you know, and then all the early names that you're seeing right now usually aren't the pick. Del Pitt, Kinlaw, these guys. So, you know, it's exciting all the way around, though. You know, you get your new staff in here, McCarthy, and, you know, the kind of things that he likes to do and the types of players he likes and his ability to mold quarterbacks. I think that's a big thing, you know, and I think they're going to lean on that, right? So.
Right. Yeah. And it's crazy, man. It's going to be exciting, and I cannot wait to see, you know, what they do in free agency because this is a whole new era. You know, with Jason Garrett, you kind of knew, you know, the type of guys you're going to go after, who they're going to re-sign, who they're going to slap the tenders on and stuff. Here, it's like I'm trying to fight in the dark. I don't know where I'm going to hit at.
No, it is. It really is. It's like the combinations are endless, you know, like, between Amari, Byron, and Dak and Quinn, it's like, okay, what's the plan here, guys? These are all major contributors last season. So, what's your move? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, and do they fit in the scheme that Mike McCarthy's going to bring on offense and defense? And you know that plays a factor in too.
Absolutely, absolutely, it really does. You know, like. Do they fit in the plan long term? The thing that scares me about Quinn is, you know, he's 30. You know, I think, like, typically you don't want to give contracts to players that are, like, 30 and over. You know, you're getting them on the backside of the career, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you made a good point earlier in the show about them going and getting a veteran lineman.
Yeah.
Because if you go get you a veteran lineman that can do 75% of Robert Quinn for the Cowboys, that's only going to benefit DeMarcus Lawrence. Because Robert Quinn benefited from benefited from DeMarcus Lawrence. But if you can bring another guy in, that's going to help. It's going to be the same thing. You're still going to get some plays done.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. And we're talking about what the Cowboys might do, and you mentioned, you know, what they do in free agency will be a tell. I think that that's a good point, too, because it'll be a clue. It could be a clue as far as what they do in the draft. Like, do they go and get them a big, you know, trash can defensive tackle in free agency? You know, if that's the case, you got to be thinking, at some point, you know, this will be a base 3-4 at some point. You know, I know they're talking about we're going to do the scheme that works best for the players and this and that. But at the end of the day, all these teams, they do have a base type of defense, you know, whether it's a 4-3 or a 3-4, you know. There's a lot of nickel, obviously, around the league. You know, that's true. So, but,
You can't build a house without a base. You have to have some kind of base to build on.
Yeah, you got to have a strong foundation, man. And the run defense has just – they haven't fixed it. They didn't fix it, you know, and it got exposed and it hurt us. Yeah.
A guy named Jones exposed us.
Yeah, Jones and seems like some of these other guys, I mean, even the running quarterback.
Harbaugh was having running all over us against when we played the Lions.
Right.
We drafted him in the 7th round and here he is running all over us.
Dude, yes, I remember that, dude. It was like, okay, he at one point, I want to say he even had more yards than Zeke. He might have had more yards. I don't know, but he was tearing us up, dude. It was embarrassing.
he was eating us up pretty good.
That was so embarrassing, dude. I was like, man, come on now.
Oh, Bo Scarborough, 7th round draft pick.
But you look at the teams that are in the Super Bowl this year and what it takes to get to the Super Bowl and you look at their roster and then you look at the Cowboys and you're like, you know, that 49ers front, obviously they got a lot of ones because of all those bad years, but it kind of just shows you like you have to invest in those lines, man. The trenches, you know.
That's the trenches. You win in the trenches.
Yeah, you win in you live and die in the trenches, baby. And then offensive line, we used to be elite. I would say we're still good, you know. We're not elite.
I'd say we're still good.
Yeah,
we're still good. I think Lyle Collins stepping up helped us, you know.
I think Lyle Collins stepping up was huge because, honestly, and I had the poll out there, like, which are your best three? And there was the argument, you know, like, some guys were like, I can't believe y'all are picking Lyle over Tyron, but we're talking about right now, here, today. We're not talking about, you know.
His prime.
His prime, yeah. And Tyron at his prime was the number one guy. There was no way
you could dispute it. He was a beast.
You couldn't dispute it. But now it's like there's other guys. Yeah, man. And that's just what happens, man. You know, and it's a kind of a side effect of mediocre coaches wasting talent here in Dallas. And
hopefully that right there was money. Say that again.
Yeah. Wait, wasting talent in Dallas, man. Just mediocre coaching, you know, wasted Dez. I mean, the list is crazy, dude, when you think about it.
It's just crazy.
Romo, Witten, Tyron Smith's right there. Dez.
Barber.
Marion Barber, though, dude. I mean, just like, man, what in the heck?
Terrence Newman.
Terrence Newman, man. That was another good one. Just a lot of good players have come and gone through here, man. I just, you know, it's a shame. So,
Mark, I mean, the line that we had, you know, what was our center for the longest time? What was his name? He got his face mask stepped on.
Oh, Gerard. Remember? Yeah, Andre Gerard. Yeah.
He was good. And Mark Colombo. I mean, just that early 2000s, you know, offensive line, 2006, 2007 line. I mean, there were monsters there. Lenard Davis. I mean, he's from Texas. He just played right down the street from me, you know, and he was a dang good tackle, and they ruined that career too.
Yeah, they couldn't capitalize on that, man. They had themselves a really good team back then. T.O. and Terry Glenn and Creighton and all these guys, man. But Yeah, it's gonna be fun, man. But you know, looking at the draft here, we got the combine coming up. Defenders, they'll be at top of the list. You know, you got your players like Kalevon Chaisson and these types of guys that, you know, are your edge, you know, your rushing specialists. So there's gonna be a lot in here. You know, you got Gross Matos from Penn State. I like him. But you know, there's gonna be some guys that really shine in this combine. You know, it happens every year. The guy that nobody's really talking about, you know, and I'm very intrigued as to who that'll be. What quarterback is gonna throw and who's not gonna throw? That's always something, you know. Like, I'll be interested in that because I think we have a legitimate interest in this now. You know, because just of what could possibly happen, you cannot say, I'm not going to watch quarterbacks. Well, for what, you know? But you might need to, you know? So, Justin Herbert, Love, Burrow, all these guys, you know, you got to take note. You got to take note, you know? But cornerbacks, defensive backs, that's going to be in play. I'm looking forward to really seeing who really rises to the top, you know, because sometimes you get these guys that are, you have them slated high in the first round, and then they disappear, you know, and then you get guys that were, you know, projected at the end or the second round that they move themselves into the first round conversation. So that's what I love about the combine.
And it tells a lot.
It does. It does tell a lot. There's more to it than just these guys running around in their shorts and, you know, whatever. There's a lot to it. You know, it's something that really, I mean, and they're going primetime this year. So they know that the fans are into this just almost as much as the draft now. So it's, you know, they've taken notice. NFL Network kind of dropped the ball on Senior Bowl coverage this year. It was disappointing. But it looks like they're going to really amp it up here for the scouting combine. I'm excited about that. We got that coming up here this month, February.
We do.
Three more weeks, pretty much.
What is the 24th?
Yeah, 24th. I think they fly in. They do like their medicals and that kind of thing. And then on field, I think is like the 27th, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think maybe Sunday. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
You know, you do a really good job, Joe, covering this, though. You, I mean, free agency is going to tell a lot, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, who they visit with at the combine, who's their 30-man visits, you know, who do they go see at their pro days. Right. And you do a really great job covering it. And, I mean, their steps, and we're going to know what kind of direction Mike McCarthy wants to go because who they visit at the combine. You know, who do they sign in for agency? Who's their 30-man visit? You know, it's exciting. I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is, man. And we're gonna bring you guys that, you know, that conversation here, man. So every bit of confirmation that I'm able to get, we're definitely gonna discuss it here. There's no holding back. So you know, make sure you're following our channels, our. The podcast, obviously, the Frisco Report on Twitter. Hit us, give us a follow there at the Frisco Report. And obviously, you just have to follow Mike here. All right, Mike, let them know where they can find you at, Mike.
Yes, sir. Dallas Cowboy Football News on YouTube and on Facebook. DCF News 1 on Twitter, guys. I have been getting a lot of follows. You can ask those guys. I follow you guys back. I'm no one special. I'm just a fan like you, ready to talk some football. So give me a mention, slide in the DMs. Let's get the conversation started, guys. Thanks, Joe. What a great show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's always a great conversation with you, Mike. You know, it's just two very passionate fans, you know, and I would say we have a pretty good grasp of the team, you know, our thumb on the heartbeat of America's team as far as, you know, what they need, and you know, just talking about the draft, it's a fun conversation, you know, and it's great that we're able to bring these conversations to you guys, and you guys can, you know, determine your own opinions as well. But yeah, another great podcast, bro. I love it, man. I love it.
Thanks for having me, man. It's always awesome. And just to shout you out, get your head big real quick. You know, I never really paid attention, you know, to the draft. You know, I paid attention to, like, you know, the first round. You know, who are these players coming out? But I never really scouted the whole draft. And Joe's teaching me how to do that. And guys, if you need any help, come get to me. Joe's teaching me how to do it. It's exciting. It's fun. It's almost, if you played fantasy, it's almost the exact same thing. Oh man, I want this guy. I want that guy. Then the draft happens. Oh no, he was good. You know, whatever. So if you don't really pay attention to the whole grasp of what the draft is and how that process is, give Joe a mention, man. He's been teaching me a lot. It's been fun.
No, I appreciate that, man. And that's what it's all about, you know, like just spreading the wealth and the knowledge and having a good time at it at the same time, you know what I mean? So that's what makes it even better. And it just makes time go by fast. You know, we always talk offline like, holy crap, we talked over 40 to 45 minutes and it felt like you don't even feel it. You know what I mean?
You don't. Like when I play this podcast back, I'm like, wow. 45 minutes just passed, and it's just fun listening, guys. And drop us some feedback. Let us know if that happens to you, because it sure does happen to us. We're the one running the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know in the comments, guys. And you know, if you follow us on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, you know, give us a 5-star review if you can, and we really do appreciate it, guys. But that's it for right now tonight. We will get back to you next week for another jam-packed podcast at the Frisco Report. Thanks, everybody.
Peace.